When I moved to Seattle in 1984, I landed my first job in the Pacific Northwest as live-in staff at Sacred Heart Shelter on Queen Anne Hill. The job didn't pay much, but that didn't matter a whole lot to me, because I'd fallen head over heels in love. From the first moment I laid eyes on it, I was in love with Pike Place Market. The iconic red neon sign and clock face, the fishy smell that wafted up from the fish vendors tossing their wares and calling out like carnival barkers, the cobblestone streets, the palpable sense of history, and behind it all, that staggering, timeless, watery blue backdrop of sound. More than any other space in the city, the market was and still is a magnetic creative commons, a microcosm of the city where a diverse cross-section of humanity congregates and finds community, and where on even the thinnest of dimes, you can still wander among artisans, artists, and activists, soaking up songs from musicians busking on the corners. And among that diverse sea of humanity was and is the city's houseless. Among them, indigenous people who have struggled through waves of removal to keep a foothold on their ancestral lands. For decades, at least, the market has been a space where houseless and low-income people were welcome, where they could congregate, check out the art, or practice their own, and rest without being continually criminalized, harassed, and swept out. But that rich tradition is now under threat from the plan to demolish the historic Hahn Building at First and Pike and replace it with a 14-story hotel. The Hahn Building, which dates back to the 1880s, is also home to the Green Tortoise Hostel, which at $35 a night is a precious resource for low-income travelers. The good news is that on January 20th, a group calling itself Save the Market Entrance filed an appeal to stop the construction based on a host of adverse anticipated impacts that the Seattle Design Review Board failed to take into account, including increased traffic and parking congestion and safety threats for pedestrians and bicyclists. The appeal also notes that the Hahn has recently been nominated for a landmark designation and that the proposed building is an out-of-scale modern glass tower that will destroy this culturally important intersection in Seattle, diminishing the cultural experience for millions of visitors who come to Pike Place Market every year. Thousands of letters and emails have been submitted in defense of the Hahn and the market, many of them love letters of sorts by people who cannot fathom the prospect of sacrificing the rich historic architecture and community of the market to yet another sterile high-rise. The 14-story hotel would, moreover, privatize a good section of the Sound View, offering it up as the exclusive purview of the hotel's paying customers. The hotel, with its well-heeled clientele, would no doubt also come with private security guards who, with guidance from the developers/owners, would also have their own ideas about how the market should be policed, who belongs, and who needs to move along. In this respect, the hotel fundamentally endangers the identity of the market as a space where people of all socioeconomic backgrounds can mingle and feel welcome. Joe Martin, co-founder of the Pike Place Medical Clinic and a frequent Real Change contributor, feels strongly about the importance of preserving the Hahn. While Martin strongly supports the fight to preserve the Showbox Theater, he believes the historic significance of the Hahn surpasses that of the Showbox, which is a half block away on First and was recently awarded landmark status. Quote, First Avenue was part of the historic Skid Row community that dates back decades and decades. The Hahn is a vestige, part of that character, part of that history, unquote. And like it or not, the connection to that history and to the diverse cross-section of humanity that finds community at the market against the watery blue backdrop of the Sound is what continues to draw millions of tourists to the city annually. In the 1960s, as the Seattle Times has reported, architect and future city council member Victor Steinbrück helped mobilize a grassroots campaign that gained support from student activists to preserve the market when it was similarly under assault from developers. They did it then, and we can do it now. Even if you live in Oregon, if you love the Pike Place Market and don't want to see it sacrificed to the highest corporate bidder, help keep the pressure on. Call Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan and the Seattle City Council and tell them to broaden the landmark designation beyond the Showbox to the Hahn. The mayor's number is 206-684-4000. And while you're at it, why not take a few minutes also to contact Market View Place Associates and Stellar Holdings, the developer, and tell them what you think of their plans to pave and privatize Paradise. If you love the market, now's the time to show it. The number for Stellar Holdings is 425-576-8800. That's 425-576-8800. This has been Desiree Helgers for the Old Mill Variety Hour.
They paved Paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved Paradise, put up a parking lot.
Choo-ba-ba-ba-ba.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum.